Thank you, Danny. Yeah, it's so good, so good. Just to remind ourselves again of the heart of God towards us and the blessing of the body of Christ. It's so real for us. And also to remind ourselves that to live in the finished work of Christ, it's not words, it's not just a concept, it's not some philosophy, it's a reality of who we are as the new creation. And we don't want to just have words, empty words, but we want a life that is rooted in the finished work of Christ. Now, just a short word. Doesn't matter. It's good to be together, good to be encouraged. I think we can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We have glimpses of you, Dana. First Corinthians 13 and verse 11. First Corinthians 13 and verse 11. It's a statement that Paul makes that I think it would be good for us to think about just what it means. And he says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's a decision that Paul makes here, that as he grows, he puts away childish things. And according to the tense in the Greek, it means that he permanently, and the word is quite strong. Put away is a little bit weak. It means that he destroys or abolishes the childish things. And it's like the man throws away the toys, doesn't keep them in the attic to use at any stage in his life. But it's a decision of the will to walk in a mature way and to really move away from this mindset of childishness. And this is good to think about. So what we see in this verse is Paul willing to change his thinking. This is a very wonderful thought for us tonight. Because We see people very often unwilling to change their thinking. They are stuck in a particular cycle of thinking, and very often it's a self-orientated, childish way of thinking. So Paul is willing, and he considers it necessary to change his thinking, his speaking, his understanding. So it's quite a dramatic change here. He's saying, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. Three different things, and they're different. And he is, you can say that he is aware of the problem of childishness in many places in his life. He is aware that immaturity can hinder his growth with God. And therefore, not only is he willing, but he is making a decision and saying, you know, I put aside that childish thinking. I put aside that childish understanding. I put aside that childish way of speaking. And that's what I want us to think about tonight. And it's a permanent thing. He's not just temporarily, you know, picking up a few mature traits, but he's deciding, no, this, I'm growing, and you know, I'm alive, so therefore I will grow, and I need to put away the things that belong to childishness. And it's also interesting here that Paul uses the word nepios for child. And this really refers to a small child, an infant. And what are the characteristics of infants? We have a lot of experience with that in the church. We see it very well in our own children. And you know, the characteristic that we see from, you know, from early weeks, early months, is this selfishness, that the world revolves around them. You know, their needs have to be met immediately. And if not, their emotions are connected to their needs, and their emotions respond to that need. We know this. We see this all the time. And, you know, it troubles us to see this in our children. And what is it as parents that we do? And this is very clear. Our children have to be taught unselfishness, I hope. I'm sure that that is necessary. It's not a natural progression to become unselfish. We have to tell our kids, now, you know, don't just think about yourself, think about others. And this is an important part of child rearing. It's a very important part of maturity. Because, you know, we can imagine a teenager, and there are plenty of examples, thank God, not in our church, but in the world around, where, you know, these are living totally self-orientated lives and selfish lives, not thinking about other people. But what Paul is speaking about is that love. It's love that brings us into this new understanding that is not childish. And I love the connection between the two. What a chapter in which Paul, should mention this and should speak about this. And of course, we know how related this is to 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14, where it's speaking about the gifts. But let's really believe that what he's speaking about here is very important for our lives. That we don't want to continue to live it with these childish characteristics. And it's high time that we decide. And I want to make that absolutely clear that it is a decision, just as Paul says in verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 13. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Decision. It's, these things don't belong to a mature believer, and I'm not going to live in those characteristics any longer. Now, what are some of the things that characterize a child? And first of all, ignorance. A child has ignorance, and it is, of course, it's totally connected to their system of understanding. Now, in a way, this naivety protects that, but it becomes dangerous as you grow. So the choice to be ignorant is foolishness in a mature believer. And we all need to decide absolutely that that belongs to this nepios life, the baby life. It does not belong to the mature believer. And so that's why the word of God is given to teach us, to build us up, to make us understand who our Father is and who we are as well, so that we are not living in this little world of which we are the center. So growing up draws us out of this world, this self-centered world that we have lived in before. Now let's read in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 20. Paul says, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be children, but in understanding be men. So what a good word for us tonight. So for maturity, we need understanding. And this understanding comes from the Word of God, comes from teaching in the Word of God. And that's why it's a blessing for us to be taught the Word of God, to be taught doctrine, to be taught the Word line upon line. It troubles me. I see some people have become familiar with the, teaching the Gospel of John. And I think, how foolish could we be and think that we know that? I have been taught incredibly much this year by the Holy Spirit about, the the John's gospel. And this is a huge blessing for us. But let's not dare to enter that territory to think that, well, I know that. I've heard the teaching about the John in my old church. It's like, no, wake up. There's a whole lot more that we can learn from God about any scripture, about any teaching. So let's be in understanding, let's be grown up and be men. Now let's go on to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse 14 is where we want to get to. But in verse 11, it starts with, God's gifts to the church. And it says, and he himself gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, then in verse 14, it starts this intention clause. And the intention, the results of maturity are this, that we would no more be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So there is a deliberate strategy by the devil to take advantage of Christians who decide to stay in the baby characteristics. I'll say that again. There is a deliberate, planned strategy by the devil to deceive those Christians who decide to remain in their baby stage, in the immature stage, thinking as a child, acting as a child, emotions as a child, and not being mature as a spiritual man of God. So this is so good. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And this is such a beautiful verse for tonight. Let's rejoice in this verse. So, speaking the truth in love, not in legalism, not in reaction, not to beat people on the head, but in love, in the love of God, understanding that it's God's love that will motivate us, that will draw us, that will give us the capacity. God's love doing that. Just as Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians 13. So this ties it together. So speaking the truth in love, we may grow up, we may become mature into him in all things. So this is really wonderful because it's not speaking about something like very narrow, very specific, but it's in all things, in all areas of our lives, whether it's our relationships, whether it's our, interpersonal connections, whether it's our finances, whether, it's our study, So many different things. It's like together, the Lord is creating this capacity in us to be mature. But the decision is ours. It's not an automatic process. I decide to put aside those childish things, the self-centeredness, the blame game, the reactionary lifestyle, but in patience and in grace, I'm just stepping forward every day into this maturity with God. And it's such an amazing, healthy thing to live. And I'm very blessed by this thought and encouraged when I see people making this wise decision. I'm not going to live in this old way anymore, where I'm just coming to church, sitting in the back and twiddling my thumbs and thinking about what I'm going to do on Monday. But no, I'm going to pursue maturity in the body of Christ from what is received from the pulpit and to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That this is for all of us, and it is a great, wonderful blessing for us. So, think about it. And in particular, tonight, think about, the characteristics of a child. We are very well, we know these things very, very well. We see how a child acts and the kind of moods that a child has and mood swings that they experience and the need to be stimulated on the outside, the always running from one flower to the next flower, and we decide, no, I have peace from God, I have maturity, I am growing, and I put aside those things as a decision to be able to grow with God, and it's a beautiful thing. So I want to encourage you all, as you have been doing so amazingly, is just to continue. And what a joy, what an amazing blessing it is in the church to have mature men and women who, can be relied on, can have this anchor in their souls, immovable, unchangeable, that they are like rocks in the body of Christ. It's like, what a privilege to serve with those people. And all kinds of strange doctrines appearing in the world today. And it's like, not interested, not coming my way. No, I stick to the finished work. That's what I love. That's what I've been taught. That's what blesses me. That's what grows me. And, thank God for men and women like that. And our church is full of them. Praise God. So I want to encourage you with that tonight, and that we would think about it, and just go forward with these thoughts. So, Amen.